So we're going to talk about building a monthly recurring revenue stream, getting up to a five-figure baseline with monthly recurring revenue, because I just think it's so crucial. Because honestly, what I've realized in the last like 6 months or so is that me building monthly recurring revenue over in my agency business is the thing that really helped me be successful really quickly. I want to talk about what it means to build a five-figure baseline and then why that's the first training inside the High Profit Society. One of the participants in the challenge last week that we had said this. She said, "I'm definitely struggling with mindset. I haven't paid myself more than I made in my full-time job at any point in the last 4 years, so it makes leveling up feel impossible. So many good nuggets have come from this week, but that mindset piece is hard." The number one thing that I recommend that she focus on is building her monthly recurring revenue to help with the mindset piece, in addition to doing the mindset work that I always recommend. When we feel like that, it's because our cash flow in our business is not super consistent. It fluctuates month over month. You know, maybe your sales are really great one month and then they drop off the next. And then you feel like you're stuck in this like feast or famine cycle and you can't pay yourself consistently. It's just not a fun place to be. It's totally normal to have revenue that fluctuates. Every business is going to have fluctuations in sales and expenses and therefore profitability. I literally just in my mastermind group was talking with a client about this who had a tight month in April after having a good month in March. And she was really just feeling like a failure, honestly. And I want you to understand that like it is totally normal to have fluctuating cash flow and fluctuating profitability, and it's not a failure on your part. I find a lot of times when business owners get into that like feast or famine cycle that it's because of two things. Either one, they are not showing up consistently. You're not consistently generating leads and driving people into your offers because you get busy doing client work. Or you have that mindset struggle, like the challenge participant said last week, like having the mindset struggle of doubting that you're even going to be able to do the thing will automatically make it harder for you to show up consistently. And so that's why having a, you know, simple business plan that's easy for you to execute consistently over time and doesn't require anything like crazy marketing strategies or having 8,000 different offers. Like, we want a simple business plan that you can consistently execute even when you doubt your ability to show up. And also doing the mindset work of recognizing when you're allowing those feelings to take over and then make you stop showing up. And then two, it's your business model. So if you don't have offers that are structured to generate that monthly recurring revenue, that basically means you're starting from scratch every single month. And that is hard. That's a really hard place to be. Especially if you have a month where you're like, you know what, I'm traveling, maybe somebody's sick, your kid gets sick, you just need to take a break, whatever. Like, it's hard to have to start from zero every single month, and it gets tiring after a while. And so that's why I think shifting your business model a bit to enable more monthly recurring revenue and to build your baseline is really important. And it is the first training we're doing in May in the High Profit Society for that exact reason, because I want it to be the first thing we talk about and then also to live on forever for everybody else who joins later. Building up your baseline. What I mean by a baseline revenue is I already know for the month of May, like how much revenue I have coming in. And so I know, okay, either for the month of May, I've already got enough revenue coming in to cover my expenses, to cover my paycheck. I'm good. Imagine if you can approach each month knowing that you're covered, knowing that you're good. Like, how different would that feel knowing like, hey, if I make more sales, that's amazing. And also if I don't, I'm also okay. And so that's what building that baseline is really about. One of the things I'm like so proud of in my business, like probably the most proud of, is that in March 2022, so just over 2 years ago, my agency business got to the point where it made enough consistent profits to where I could replace, you know, our corporate paychecks for me and my husband. I could cover our paychecks with my business consistently. In March 2022, my husband quit his corporate job because we did not need the consistent paycheck anymore. That changed our lives so much because we didn't have to rely either one of us on the corporate job, and like it was running him into the ground. And it's because I built up my MRR, monthly recurring revenue, to the point where I was confident in saying, you know what, you don't need to go get a job because I've got it covered. And then I can predict out in the future, like, hey, maybe some of these are going to roll off. Like, I know in advance what I need to fill my pipeline with. In the High Profit Society, we're going to walk through in the training the first 4 areas that you need to really nail to build your 5-figure baseline through monthly recurring revenue. So those 4 areas are going to be designing offers and structuring them in a way that builds recurring revenue, including pricing those offers. We're going to go through how do we price for MRR? How do we structure those things? We're going to map out, number 2, who the ideal client is for those offers. So getting clear on all of the different attributes, who are they, what do they want, and then leading into messaging for the ideal client. And so what are the things that you need to do to really like draw in that ideal client into your orbit so that when they land on your Instagram or website or get on a call with you, that you say all of the words that resonate with them so that they know they're in the right place. And then marketing. And so identifying like, what are the marketing activities, like building out your funnel? How are you going to bring people specifically into that offer, from generating, you know, new eyeballs, top of funnel, like attracting new clients in, all the way through getting them on a sales call or whatever sales page or whatever your sales engine is going to be. So if you have questions, the best way to get questions answered is either comment on this post or just send me a DM so that you can start to work on building your business. Building financial freedom and figuring out like what exactly will it take for you to generate, you know, consistent sales, consistent profits, and start to build your bank account. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Listening and learning is great, but implementing what you learned is even better. So what's one thing you can do this week to make more money in your business, save for your financial future, and start living your most prosperous life? If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share with a friend, because it helps me reach more amazing female entrepreneurs like yourself. See you in next week's episode.